All right, I'm going to call this meeting of the Annexation and Zoning Committee to order. Let's see. We have in attendance all the committee members, Marcus Hansen, Lindsay Stowe, Mary Westphal. We also have Mark Frye. Mayor's here. Most of the staff is here. And the applicant on, what is this? ZA2-2022, Olander Village is present. The purpose of tonight's meeting is to address ZA-2-2022. You should have at your desk, at your place, a revised PD plan for Olander Village prepared by Feller Finch. And also there are comments that Tim Burns, our zoning administrator, prepared on the PD. And those comments were prepared prior to the revised drawing that's in front of you, or that you were at your place. For those of you here to hear about possible wireless telecommunications facilities regulations, that's not going to happen tonight. We're not prepared to move forward on that. We'll address that at another time. But I guess we ought to start by just talking about the drawing in front of us. And Kevin, do you want to address the changes and what's here? And
take a look at the drawing that's in front of you. You might remember that the last drawing they had on the south side or the bottom part of the development, they had, I think it was about 22 or 23 feet setback between the units and the property line. They've adjusted those units so that they have a 25-foot setback that is required in the R3 zoning. You'll also see that the to the left side of the page, that was a T turnaround in the first drawing, and they've expanded that to be a more of a cul-de-sac, if you will, so that garbage trucks and plowing vehicles and things of that nature will be able to get turned around in there and not have to back out all the way to the court. So that's been adjusted. They've also added some parking spaces there that weren't required, but they've added them in case the neighborhood needs them. As well, the original plan had 18 units. Mostly because of the change that they had to make with that T turnaround and then the cul-de-sac, they've reduced the units down to 16 units. So they're taking two of the units away. And that's, those are the primary changes to the development. They also put fencing basically around the entire site, so that would provide the screening that's required. And so that's been addressed. With the 16 units, they're still a little higher than the other surrounding properties, but still well within the density that's permitted of the R3. They could have several more units if they're just driven by the zone, but by going with an R3PD, they would be limited to these 16 units that you see on the drawing.
I have a And I have a quick question here. It looks to me like there is a fence on three sides. Am I seeing that correctly?
That's correct.
Okay.
And Kevin, in terms of that fencing and there will be a city review and approval of the screening that we ultimately install there, right?
Yes.
So after we approve this today, what additional involvement will you have in reviewing this project?
Assuming that if the zoning does get approved, then the developer will work with his consultant to provide construction drawings. That'll include things like water and sewer lines into the site, storm drainage. Mr. Hainer, you just mentioned, verify that the turning radiuses here that are sufficient for garbage trucks. We believe they are, but we double check that. I mentioned storm drainage, but the retention pond up front, to make sure that it's properly sized. All of that will come to us in the form of construction drawings, assuming it's approved for the change.
Yeah, does the fire department have any review in that turnaround, or that they have standards?
They do have some review, and they will probably review that. It's very difficult. It's easy to provide the turnarounds necessary for, let's say, ambulances and their smaller trucks. We're getting into the problems is when they do with their minor trucks.
Yeah.
So that those types of trucks would probably still have to back out.
Yeah.
If one of those trucks is showing up, it's a bigger issue than
that. Yeah, I suppose that's right. Okay.
Kevin,
Go ahead.
What about school buses? Obviously a ladder truck or something that's larger is probably a pretty rare instance. And I certainly am not an expert on school bus turning radiuses, but going back from my recollection, they're not great either. Do we think this is sufficiently wide to allow for that? Because that would be a potentially daily occurrence. I don't know, but it might be.
Yeah, that's something that we'll be taking a look at.
Okay.
School buses, yeah. Those are the three items that we typically take a look at is ambulance, solid waste truck, and school bus. Not having an island in the middle that frees up that space for that turn radius, but it's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty tight for the longer vehicles. So we'll just verify that during the construction drawing.
Okay. And maybe I missed it in the. This is, if I recall, this is going to be a private road, is that correct?
That's correct.
Is it going to be built to, because we've had some other conversions years later of what used to be private into a public road where they've seated or designated, I don't know what the appropriate legal terminology is for that, but is this going to be constructed with similar structural focuses to allow for this to potentially occur in the future or not?
We'll ensure the structural integrity of it. Let's say this was a part-time shopping center.
Right.
We still ensure the structural integrity to make sure that we're not allowing something to go in that is going to fall apart in 2 years. So we'll review the structural integrity. The width will, with that, if they came to us in the future and ask for this to be a city street, they would not. It would be the advice of the service department that that not be taken in as a public road because the width will not be our standard of road.
Got it.
And what is that, Kevin? The standard road width?
2,800 feet.
Okay.
We also heard from some of the neighbors to this parcel about trees. And I've looked at the property, but drawing a blank relative, my recollection is it was towards the back of the property. Do we have a sense, based on this layout, whether those are going to be potentially preserved?
By what we have here, I can't answer that.
Okay.
We'd have to see if that's a topography shot and then with the street overlay.
Okay.
With the fence going in, that'll provide me the ground level screening.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just difficult when I'm driving past to be able to tell by the angle of the property and all of that, which trees are going to be where and all that sort of stuff, so.
Mr. Haller and Mr. Fry, it's okay. I believe if you look on the southwest corner of the property, that's where the larger trees were, that they were, the larger older ones that they were concerned about. And we don't have tree markers on this plan, which I had been hoping to see, but on the bottom left of this drawing, you can see there's an opening on the area that might be where some of those trees would be. I can't tell with the size of this aerial with the placement on here. Did you guys have any conversation about whether there would be one or two of those trees in the back corner that could be saved?
Yes. I have not. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons we did the cul-de-sac the way we did forward is so we could try and save. There's two, it looks like to me, and I don't know exactly where they're at, it looks like there's two big trees towards the back.
Mm-hmm.
There's one kind of on the northwest corner, one on the southwest. I doubt that we'll be able to keep one on the northwest. You know, if I can, that would be great. I love trees.
Yeah.
The one on the southwest, I think we'll be able to keep by what we did with the cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
I won't really know for sure, honestly, so we can get out there, but we'll be able to keep that.
I understand.
The benefit of young eyes.
I'm looking at.
Right. And if you're able to stay out from the canopy, it helps, but. Never know.
Kevin, I feel like I heard some lack of specific clarity with regard to the school buses being able to get around there. You haven't completely had the opportunity to vet that. If there is a problem with that, is there room to adjust the circle to make that possible?
Yeah, I think, it certainly comes to wish, but one of the things that once a plan development is approved, There can be changes made that aren't material to the development. And that's something that we would be able to change. We'd be able to ensure that that's not covered with the construction.
Okay.
So. Just go online. 42 and a half feet is the recommended radius for a large school bus.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
Good.
Well, in addition, is it not standard practice for kids to walk down the street anymore to a corner?
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows what the school is going to have. I don't know. You know, I know some of our sites, because we have multi-unit buildings, mm-hmm. that the buses actually go on-site for those pickups.
Okay.
But something like this, they may be required to be
Any other questions for Kevin?
I have one more question. On this information here from prepared by Tim Burns, it does say the allowable density for this space is 27 units. Is that correct? Am I seeing that correctly?
Yes.
I know 18 was originally proposed. Now we're 16. So, okay. Just wanted to make sure that I was reading that accurately.
Dave, do you have anything you want to comment to us?
I mean, I don't think so. I think we kind of tried to address all the concerns that came up.
Mm-hmm.
During an hour of my meetings with the residents, but also while the county period, I think we kind of did a pretty good job addressing the lower density. We've been around a while, and we're going to try to keep whatever trees I can in the density. So,
when would you be able to begin this?
Oh, that depends on how quick the engineer can get the drawings done, how quick that gets them approved. So I'm hoping, we can get the infrastructure in order and start going vertical this way.
Okay. Do you have any other questions or discussion of this? It's a
bit of a challenging site, and I think this is a pretty reasonable use, so.
Mr. Hanem, I know this is a committee meeting, but are you open to public comment here?
Yeah, do we have any comments?
This is the owner of the property.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure if there was some comment from him that we gave him that opportunity.
Not at all, but the trees that you keep talking about in the backyard, they are basically a scrub tree. They aren't maple or oak or anything like that.
Yeah.
They were grown for posts, and they made fence posts out of them.
Okay.
And they've almost all outlived their longevity, their growth period. So they're really nothing worth saving, in my opinion. And some of them are actually falling down. They're dying off and falling down. So there's no reason to, I don't think, really worry about those trees.
Yeah.
So they're kind of useless. That's my opinion. But you're the tree city, and I planted the trees when I was a kid, so. So you take that with 2 cents, I guess.
And just for the.
Were you able to sell the trees for those fence posts?
No, they're not big enough to sell. They're not big enough.
I was just curious.
And they're more of a scrap wood anyway, because they're decaying about as fast as they fall down.
And just for the record, could we have your name and address?
Yeah, my name is Ralph Reeves. My address is 4215 McCord Road.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have any other? I think I'd entertain a motion to add this PD to the agenda for tonight.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. With that, I will, unless anyone has any other business to bring before the committee, I will call this meeting of the Annexation and Zoning Committee to close at 7:05. Thanks.
Thank you.